No, I don't like. I don't give a damn about him. Last night, I was over in my loft. You guys in your loft. He spent about 6 hours talking to you, just talking shit really low. And you must have been listening to the shit he was talking, or you wouldn't have come up and told Dad about the shit you were apologizing for him and you felt sorry for him. Because he must have talked you into it.
You better prove something to me, man. You better prove to me. What did you tell her? You better prove, because we got ways to know. You better tell me what you were talking to, sweet shit. Because we're in a land of emergency.
I was telling her how bad I felt about taking advantage of her.
Let's hear what you said. Then I'll ask for the what you really meant.
And, you know, how I was feeling guilty because I know she's a really beautiful sister, and she's I really, you know, I was telling her that I don't deserve her because, you know, I've been down fucking up a lot, you know. Mm. I've been, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And
if you didn't feel you deserved her, you wouldn't have been talking to her. Now tell us what you really meant. And you better talk straight, because I consider you right now a class enemy. All the people that have destroyed our young people, the CIA transporting the drugs that I gave you news right from Colombia through the U.S. White Ambassador to dump in our ghettos, and you helped distribute some of that shit, I consider you a class enemy. Now you tell me really what you were saying to her before I tell you, because I know what you were saying to her. I don't mean the words. You said the right words, but what were you really trying to get her to get? You weren't good enough for her. That you were one. You felt sorry that you'd hurt her. What were you really trying to get achieved? What were you trying to get done in that loft? You goddamn people that won't look at your minds. If I hadn't looked at mine, where in the hell would this place be? Don't try no fucking games on me. What you were trying to do was to come on with a baby-fied talk and little boy play game and say, I'm sorry, so she won't go with that doctor and you get back in her nookie. Was that not right, sir? Is that not what you were really trying to get done?
That's true, Dad.
As plain as a nose on the face, and you're too damn bright not to see what the hell he was doing.
Do you see what Dad's saying?
Yes.
Yes. What did I say, sweetie?
You said the only reason he was talking all that bunk to me is because he was trying to get me to not go with Dr. Shacken so he could get up my pussy. That's all.
It's the same line. It's a line you hear all over this place. That line is so old, it's boring. I've heard that fucking line. Last time I heard it was Bruce Oliver. You sound just like Bruce Oliver. Now, that was the last case I know, and he's no exception. It's all through this place. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Just so I can get you cool down, because you consider the woman an emotional animal. And if you get her under control, get her all cooled down so you can fuck her next time she goes to Georgetown. I know you pricks.
You'd have walked out of her life and you'd have given her
yes,
a chance.
Yes.
If you gave a damn for her, you'd have walked out of her life.
Yes. You wouldn't have come with no long song and dance. You'd have said, you'd have left it where it was. If you really were sorry that you hurt her, you'd let the doctor had her. Goddamn lucky the doctor's interested in her. I don't know what the shit the choice would be between you and the doctor. I can't imagine. I'm not. I've criticized the doctor and hit him hard and jumped him on things. But I can't imagine. Works his schedule, his hours. Sure, sure. Every one of you been a burden to me. And I'll be goddamn if I can see the difference. I haven't had to watch his ass to work. He saved lives, and last night we had an emergency. Sure, there's miracles that I do. Every one of these mothers came here with improper medical care from the United States. And that mother would have died just like the rest. Every baby's been born with. I don't know the choice. I don't know. I can't imagine you thinking twice. As I said to you, you got a lot of nerve. I told you there. I've had to crawl in bed with men and put up with shit for this cause. I've had to lay with women I hated till my skin crawled. And then you want to make the difference between what feels good to you. But I don't want to. I made up my mind. I ain't putting the doctor through that shit. He ain't going through that. I'm not setting him up. So I'm laying it all out, honey. And whatever you feel for him, that's your business. I don't know what you feel because you don't talk. So if you don't feel nothing for him, you don't feel nothing for him, you don't feel nothing for the doctor. Is that right? Because I ain't setting nobody up. I ain't doing it.
I do feel something for the doctor because, okay, last night when I was talking to him, he showed any sensitivity to me. Like he, you know, every time I talk to him, ever since.
Now you're talking like an emancipated person.
He, you know,
sensitivity. I think that would be mighty important to women who've been kicked in the ass every 5 seconds.
So like he, you know, he even told me, you know, why don't you just go on home because I know you're tired.
All right, pricks out there, you better get with it because Stanley's not the only prick in this town. We ought to cut the pricks off so we could have fried sausage tonight. It'd be better off.
He's, you know, he said, once you go on home, I know you're tired. You're going to have to get up early and work tomorrow morning. And I know I just let you go on home because I don't want to have to keep you up. And then, like, last night, like,
He talks 6 hours. That's a hell of a compliment to talk 6 hours with the pressure on him. Whatever.
No.
He didn't want to take time. He didn't want to take your time. He wanted to get home and get rest. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
He wanted to give you a chance to rest. This prick talks all night to you and won't let you sleep.
Yeah, he showed sensitivity. He was even being honest. He told me, you know, exactly why he wanted to go with me. And, you know, I thought about that because then, you know, I asked Danny the same question. He come up all this shit about he concerned about me. He didn't even tell me the real feeling, you know.
If he'd been concerned about you, he wouldn't have jumped the first woman that could lay down and straddle her legs. Anyone who hasn't eaten, please hold your hands so that they can get... Jesus Christ, what do you mean, ask that question?
I just want to say that I'm...
Well, you got a whole long line in here, honey, so you're going to be feeding a while. Shift, please. We're in for a long night's wait.
I just want to say something it taught me was that life is shit. Life is shit. And Dad's been saying it a long time, and any life outside this collective is shit. And what Dad says about relationships is true, too. Every bit of what Dad says is true about it. And I'm grateful to him for teaching me, because I'm not getting involved with a relationship. Because I don't... Because I want to die a revolutionary death, and I believe... I've been hesitant and afraid, but boy, it looked good. It looked good.
Look at what you've done to him.
And I don't want to put any guilt on her. It's just the truth. It's what Dad says is true, and it's true. Life is shit, except for socialism, and that's all we've got here. And I don't want to get involved in something to sidetrack me.
We all need to be reminded that Larry Schacht, it's true, he was educated by People's Temple and he was brought out of, well, his brains were scrambled with drugs when he came here. But the fact is...
He didn't push him,
and he left an internship at San Francisco General Hospital to come here and take care of the life of you.
I sure had a lot of regret and guilt to have to bring him, but I knew I couldn't handle this shit alone. It's what bothers me. He says it's shit outside of socialism, and we got some of the goddamn shit right here with us. That what? You can't get away from that fucking shit. That's why I'd like to die. You can't get away from the fucking shit. You carry it with you, no matter how much you try to teach, no matter how much of an example you live, no matter how much you burn your life out, night after day, day after night, lay up here in a stroke. Then you, goddamn it, it hurts. I wish I could cry, I'd be healthier. It hurts that you, even I didn't have to talk to you about this goddamn miserable shit.
Jess, the first thing you should have done when you found out about it was kick him out the house. You didn't have to be living up there with him. And you should have took a stronger stand a long time ago. But even back in San Francisco, you up there, you're going crazy over Stanley. When you left, you get ready to leave, you all sad because Stanley's not going. But look what he's doing to you. He don't even give a damn about you. But you always worry about him. One dress up for him. Comb your hair for him and everything. But he didn't care. He don't care a damn thing about you. And I'll see why you can't grow up and learn that he don't care anything about you instead of keeping all this shit off of him.
It's One thing, Stanley, we were on the bus. Stanley cussed this girl out from San Francisco to New York City. He cussed her out from San Francisco to New York. And she should have quit his ass then. And I'm so sick and tired of these women. They run around. They say, if we had an opportunity to be free, we'd get rid of these motherfuckers. They got an opportunity to be free of their ass, and they still come all the way over here to Jonestown. I'm so mad about this shit. They want to be free. They talk that shit. If I could get rid of this sucker, I wouldn't have another man as long as I live. You hear that every day of your life. As soon as they have an opportunity to be free, they worried about who's fucking who. And this girl, it's ridiculous, because I've heard Stanley talk to her like a dog every time I ever seen them together. And she just continuously go along with this shit. Well, she doesn't deserve any better than Stanley, because a lot of women don't want to even live unless a sucker got their foot up their ass. And if that's what she wants, then he should stick his foot up her ass, because she let him do this shit to her the whole time.
Bibbs asked, if you want to be a slave to him, which you don't, you apparently. But I don't know. What happened to you the other night when I was in agony here? What was going on? Will you tell me what was going on when it was obvious that I couldn't see? You had to lead me away. I didn't let you people. I was blind when I left this meeting. I didn't know what I'd ever see again. But did I let you people worry about it? I went over and talked to the doctor. Anybody had sense to see? I couldn't see. The small stroke that affected the capillaries, that affected the eyes, or whatever the doctor can explain, but I couldn't see. God damn it, pouring out my soul to try to educate people like this. Never raised my emotion, never raised my voice, I could not see. And you people still put this shit on me. No sooner than that one meeting ends, another one begins.
I just...
I want to say Dad couldn't see a thing. He was up here and he couldn't even see somebody's face right here, and he was asking about what they, how they looked, how they responded to their criticism, to their public criticism. He couldn't even see their face. And he was concerned to see how they took it, to see how well they responded to it. See if it helped him. He couldn't see at all. And he wasn't able to see, and then later that night he had convulsions. He had 3 convulsions. He didn't bother you with that. He said, I'm taking care of business, I'm reading reports. That's what he said, to make you feel okay. But he was having seizures during that time.
I was trying to analyze myself the past week, and I was trying to realize, not just tonight, but I've been realizing how stupid I have been, because one thing, I don't have no respect for myself. That is obvious. I don't have no damn respect for myself.
You better get some, though.
Because, okay.
I don't know why. You're very, very... I know
why. You are very intelligent. You are very attractive. I don't know why you don't have a good image of yourself. I just don't know why.
I don't think Janice really want a good image of herself.
You're black and you have that. Black, the people with dad should have self-respect to the highest.
What I'm talking about is like, I know I didn't give a damn about who he's fucking around with. It's just that...
One of the medical people gets Sphygmo manometer too, so I can test the blood pressure again, just to be sure. Go ahead, Marson. Go ahead. Let the doctor stand there. He's involved in it. That's fine.
I didn't give a damn who he fucked with, but for some stupid reason, I thought that, you know, I could talk to him and make him change, you know.
I hear you women do that. Always I hear this. Every goddamn woman can make the man change. I don't know where the hell this is.
One and a half years. Because, I don't know, I'm going to be honest, for some reason, okay, like when I was in a counseling session back in June, because I can't remember which counselor it was, but somebody said that that I could change him if I get my shit together. That's what somebody...
Got your shit together.
Yeah, I see that.
You women write this down if we live through this white night so they can deal with this shit.
Yeah.
Of why women think that they can make men change. I do not know.
This is just generally to all women who think your situation is different. A lot of women think that their so-called boy
boyfriend or whatever you want to call it really cares about you. But you stop fucking them, and then you see how long they stay around.
Right.
Or fuck them and somebody else, or don't baby them, or don't take care of their shit and don't put up with their dirt, and you do your lion's share of the load of the work. Even fucking them isn't enough. You got to be fucked over.
The reason you think...
You didn't say many amens to that, but you got to be willing to be fucked over. The only good relationships I've ever seen around these places where there really wasn't any fucking going on but a mutual sharing of the work.
The reason you think you can change Sam is you haven't admitted that you have zero personality. You think you're better than the rest of us. None of the rest of us have ever changed a man. A man has to change himself.
Okay.
Well, Liz Taylor had somebody to leave her. Marilyn Monroe had somebody to leave her. Marilyn Monroe, one of the Senator Kennedy, he didn't break up his relationship for Marilyn Monroe, body beautiful. Lena Horne, most beautiful woman. The man broke her heart and left her. Most beautiful black woman never come down the track. What does it matter, you dumb people? Yeah, you think you're going to change
people.
And they
succeed.
And they succeed. Obviously, however fragrant your vagina was, it didn't last. The fragrance, no sooner than he got out, he lost the smell of your vagina.
Janice, I'd like to say to you that you were no and some striped overalls and was grinning and showing all 79 or 89 or whatever of his teeth. He was so goddamn happy to be rid of you.
She's telling the truth.
That's right.
Pimping and all cleaning up. I can tell when they're going to town. I'm ready to die. I'm so sick of seeing you people act like a bunch of chickens. Chickens could do better. Chickens have got more loyalty and dogs got more loyalty than some of the shit I see going on.
Dad, if I wouldn't know but all the shit he was getting to, like drugs and stuff, I would never looked at him.
Okay, we'll give you the credits of it, but I'm not sure about that, honey, because a whole lot of folks sitting here with folks that pushed him.
I mean, because I thought, you know, he was... I thought he was, you know, I know he's doing slowly, but starting to do something.
Better listen out there, because I don't want to drag your ass up here for this matter. This is going down a matter of public record and being recorded. I do not want, so we can replay it and listen to ourselves. I'm damn tired of this, going through white nights. There'll be one I won't go through, because I'm tired of having to repeat the same damn message, the same people get up and try to give you the same truth, and the goddamn truth is so plain as a nose on your face, and the son of a bitch, the next meeting somebody repeats the same shit. And I want to correct that thing, and I know because I got a lot of good report. I heard Debbie talking about the revolutionary women in history last night, Debbie Jensen. And as I listened, the men ought to hear it. You ought to pipe his shit out and let them hear it, because there's some very good stuff come out of there. But one thing I would take difference with, even if you fuck him, it don't do no good. Because you were fucking him, and he didn't stay true to you hours. You weren't gone hours till he was fucking somebody else. And he'd have fucked anybody else he could got. He just found somebody easy he could get. Easiest piece he could get, he thought. That's what he said. So if there had been 15 more, he'd have done it. And he could find somebody to take a little more of his shit right now, he'd dump you for another relationship. There ain't nobody in line for Stanley right now.
Well, it's plain as nose in your face. The man's homosexual. He said he couldn't stand where he was fucking either. Can't stand you, can't stand the other woman. He can't stand any woman.
That
Just like you said, I thought
You're fucked and ready to vomit. That's very strange. Eyes closed and ready to vomit and fucking. How are you doing?
What are you doing,
man? I bet you got a gray. If you got one bigger than you, that wouldn't have to be too hard. And he softly shoved it up your ass and touched your prostate. Baby, you wouldn't vomit. As if you were all that ignorant about it anyway. It'll take another 3 weeks, so I'm not interested in your sexual life. But it'd be interesting to hear about all sides of your sexual life, Stan. Of course, that's a long story. It usually takes about 2 years for a man to get honest about the men he's been with. Because I've had to do it, baby. I've had to do it. Great big football players where it opened up a door. Great big bucks of men that'd be twice in size and body. And when I've had to do it, and everybody did it. I know nothing about it. Nobody's ever been up mine, but I've sure been up them to open doors for this place. And I've opened doors of men that was twice your size, and they oohed and awed and And you shit, you ain't dumb to this shit. You know this shit. I don't need to talk to somebody, a street man like you. You know about men. Yeah, I thought so.
I you know, indulge with homosexuality. I mean, I know.
He said he's indulged in homosexuality, and that's it. I don't want to hear no more of this shit. I've had to go through much of it. Okay, that's good. I'm proud of you, Stanley, for not fucking around and hedging on that one. He said he'd been a homosexual. Been an active one, not like some of you, I think I'm a I've got homosexual feelings, or I'm latent. You were laden, you mean. You were laid. That's what you should say. I'm a laid homosexual. Ready and willing. I don't give a goddamn about that. What gets me so sick is to see people use people. I don't care whether they're homosexual. And I've said it over and again. That would be, not now, I'm in a white knight, but I have a hell of a sex drive, and it's all oriented to women. But I wish that if women had the proper pride, they ought to. They ought to all become a legion of Amazonas and lesbians and never take a look at one of us. Only then would they be capable of fighting a revolution, because they go crazy every time they get around a man.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's right. I don't give a shit whether you like it or not. It's true. You all go crazy every time you get around me. Unless the man develops a feminine and the masculine, and there's a perfect matching of compatibility and weighing of responsibilities and sharing of intellect, I'd have to see such a case. I haven't seen it going around here. All I see is moony-eyed bullshit. Some hope for maybe the young. Hope so. Who in the hell wouldn't be ready for a white knight? Only I'd like for one to come and not pass.
I think the reason why I was stupid enough to fall into this thing was
John can come back now. Dana can come back now. Did you understand what I was going to do with Dana and John? Would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. And Dorothy Buckley was going to go. She offered to go help me. That little girl wrote up that. That's very sweet. Very sweet. Very sweet. Well, I know a lot of you feel that way. But there's some fuckers here that wants their way out. And they might as well make up their mind tonight what to do, because we've got serious shit to deal with, more than this shit. Because we're waiting for some feedback, step by step.
I'll tell you one thing, if you're counting on me letting you out, forget it. Okay?
If I go, and I know security won't let you out. I can't, there's no chance now. I can't take Dana and John. I wouldn't trust nobody else to do it like I do it. I'll be very frank. I can't get them through the airlines because they've got the immigration set up so that the minute they see their cards and mine, it'd be difficulty. There's not much difficulty right now we're facing. Please turn that mother off. Okay, go ahead. Can't you do anything? Ask if they can't do something about cutting that down a little bit so it don't bleed through here. You have exactly 2 hours and 15 minutes of practice, you people, before you hit the news.
I also want to say over the loudspeaker, I would kill you before I'd let you hurt one of them, too. And I want you to know it.
Give me feedback on how all those people are doing, feedback on all the dealings with the various ministers, and find out who in the hell, where the hell the head is. I think there should be a clandestine meeting with the Coleman, the opposition. Jagan, I think that ought to be suggested. Secret meeting. I think not necessarily in immediate order, but I think we ought to get talk to the Soviets about that. You hear me in there? And Soviets has to be the only secure place to do it. Have him come in a goddamn embassy. Meet him there. What the fuck's going on? I want to know why he threw all those papers on the floor and walked out of there. I hope they're starting a revolution. You break my heart. You break my heart. I've quit crying though. You people broke my heart till I can't cry no more. It's unhealthy. I'd probably have a better blood pressure. Step up here. Marson, get some of this tension out instead of internal.
Okay, put it down. Okay, I want every sister in here to listen to this. I was stupid enough to think that, you know, he might have some concern. I was trying to grow, but the only reason why he was even...
Shut up out there!
The only time, like, if I, you know, had talked to him into doing something right, the only reason why he would do it is because he thought he was going to get something back. But otherwise, he is not...
They have to do that. There's no way they can... If you can correct that, please do. That bleeding in all electronic people here. But if you can't, go ahead. They got to make that call. You're in a son of a bitch and mess on two fronts. Three fronts, counting Washington.
But I see that he's not even committed to the cause, because the only way I could ever get him to do anything was to, you know, talk him into doing it, or was giving up something. And if he was really committed to this cause and to freedom and trying to help other people who have been out pushing drugs, and I wouldn't have never had to give up nothing to get him to go to work or to get right kind of attitude or even to listen to the news. That's the only way he ever did anything. Because I had to give up something and it wasn't even worth it.
Give me some news right now, Stanley. Same old smile. I've seen it for 9 months. What are we standing here for? What's happening now, Stanley? I bet you know a little bit now what's happening because your ass is on the line.
Yes, Dad. What's happening now is, well, I couldn't hear it too well back there. I was trying to keep up with it. I was working in the kitchen. But from what I heard, that we're having a white night because of the enemies, or the cops and Liz Armin and those, so are walking around our building, the building in San Francisco, with some type of paper or some protest and something talking about
that. Is that all you got this for, Stanley?